Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes. And PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. And I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the things we did not get to during the course of the show today, and I've been excited to get to the Aftercast all day long because it is the last thing that I have to do or get to do before I go on vacation. So no show next week, maybe some Aftercast, not sure, depends on Betty and Gavin and their schedules and what they got going on, because I heard you did some last time when I wasn't here.
Yep. We did a podcast and an Aftercast.
Oh, look at you. Okay, well, however that plays out this week, it's on them. I am going to be not thinking about work. I'm going to try to really, really, really unplug this week.
Good for you.
You got time with mom.
Yes.
Time with daughter, wife.
Really looking forward to it. So we'll get into weekend plans in just a little bit. Let me see. The new prime minister is, I don't want to talk about that. That's not fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's like,
okay.
It gets into like their system of how they're dealing with inflation and then what we're doing and which is better. I don't even care. Okay, so I do care about this, though. Selma Blair, you know the actress Selma Blair?
Yes.
Okay, now you know her struggle with her MS, right?
Yes.
Okay. It was so weird to watch her go from somebody you're like, oh, watch it on TV, and then all of a sudden one day it comes out, oh, she's had MS for a while, and she struggles. Like, it's a hard disease to live with. Well, she is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's cool. That's awesome.
Because
I know
that
she was walking with a cane.
And she has a dog that helps steady her now, too.
Well, bless.
Is the dog going to be out there?
No, she's going to have a partner.
Oh, but, okay,
that'd be great.
I get that part of it, but if they could incorporate
video for dancing with a dog, no. Who knows? They might. I don't know. They've done this in the past. Like, they had Heather Mills, who only had one leg, had a prosthetic leg. Marley Matlin, who's deaf, and so she would listen to the the rhythm. So I think somebody even tapped on
cool.
on the floor, I think. I'm not sure. But I just thought that was really cool, and she spoke about how excited she was, but she's super nervous. She says, if I lose my partner's touch, I'm used to having my counterbalance of my dog or my cane at home, and my abilities are much more seamless there than out. And so this could be a bit of flop sweat for me. Flop sweat. It's like super nervous where you just sweat,
I've
like
never heard
crazy.
That.
Yeah. It's from an old TV show or an old movie. But I hadn't really thought of that because, if she's leaning on her partner, metaphorically and physically for her balance, then coming out apart would be really difficult. I literally hope she doesn't fall.
Right.
Because that would be bad. But Lynn will love it, the Judge Lynn, because he always gets mad at people when they break holds, and he's like, that is not a proper waltz. You broke the hold for too long. Okay, Lynn. But this would be right up his alley, so that would be really cool. So good on her for doing the things that people don't think you can do. We do limit people so many times. We put them in a box. Okay, you have this, you can't do this. And I love seeing people break those molds and challenge what people's expectations are and exceed them. So I hope she does well.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Sure.
Why?
What's there to devil on this?
What's wrong with you?
Unless you are the devil.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Well, what about those other contestants that there's nothing wrong with them? They're just doing this and hope to win.
Right.
Do
you're thinking like a sympathy vote?
Yes.
Okay. That's fair, because Bobby Bones won this, and Bobby Bones was the worst dancer ever.
He's pretty good.
No, he was horrible.
Oh, those are fighting words.
He's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible person. No, just kidding. I think he's probably a good person. But anyway, he's just horrible in my mind.
Yeah.
No, and so like he won because he had a group of people that were putting him through and voting for him and stuff. So is that possible? Yeah, but I don't know that anybody else that had certain challenges, like Marley Matlin or Heather Mills, I don't think they won. You could Google that real quick, but I don't think that they won. So the odds are it's probably not going to happen, but I get that. Like because it can't be a popularity contest. That's what it's not designed to be.
But it was for Bobby.
But it was for Bobby. Absolutely. 1,000,000,000% it was for him. And some other people have stayed way longer than they should have because of that component in it. I think that there's an element where it's fun at first and you get people voting and, you know, the show needs that, you know, but there's a point at which you got to stop making that as weighted in the decision as it is. Gavin, what'd you find out?
I had Marley Matlin took seventh. What was the other name?
Heather Mills.
Heather Mills.
Okay, so yeah, so seventh is respectable. I couldn't do any of this stuff, man. My best friend, their daughter is a professional dancer, and so she was teaching a class one time, a ballroom class, and they were all like, "Oh, we should go. It'll be fun. Like, let's go support her." And I'm like, "Oh, like dancing is one of those things. I wish I could do it. Like, it looks so easy, and people make it look effortless. Like Kella Dactyl on TikTok, she's amazing. She dances with Twitch and Allison, and she's like super clean cut and isn't like raunchy, and she's creative. Is great. Like, I watch her stuff, I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do the stupid little TikTok dances with my daughter. She made me do one once. It was horrible. And so I have the utmost respect for people that can do the TikTok dances and do this, but I there's no way I could do it. Like, so we went to this class and I thought, okay, I'm going to do okay at this. I was horrible. Like, I looked like I had zero rhythm at all. I looked like I'd never even walked, you know? It was so bad.
Well, and I think a lot of people who are like good at dancing generally have like flexibility as well.
Yeah.
Like, I personally am so inflexible. Like, I can stretch and do all these things, but my short, stumpy body just like can't.
Can you touch your toes?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
I can't touch my toes. I get to about middle shin is as far as I can get. And my wife, and like if I'm backing up, I have a reverse camera in my truck. I have a hard time turning. My neck is like super tight and sore.
I get that.
And she's like, well, I'm telling you, we're getting older. We should be doing yoga. I'm like, no, noga. I don't want to do yoga. I just don't. I mean, I'm a Christian. No, just kidding. I just don't want to do it. Like, Greg goes to yoga like all the time with Molly. And I'm glad that my wife hasn't weaponized that against me yet. Like she's mentioned, like, well, Greg goes, and I'm like, well, if Greg jumped off a building, would I? Probably. But yeah, I just don't want to. Yeah, I just don't want to do yoga.
Well, if you land on him.
Yeah, I just no desire to do that whatsoever.
Yeah, yoga's boring.
Lady Rock.
Did we find out about the other girl?
She did not. She got eliminated. It doesn't say what place she took, but I see 6 weeks into the show she got eliminated.
Okay.
I don't know what place that would be.
Yeah, I don't know either.
That's, you know, 6 weeks of exposure.
That's respectable,
good for
though.
Her career.
Yeah, good for her. Lady Rock.
Mine has to do with phrases that you use in the workplace that could come off as passive aggressive.
I hate passive aggressiveness. I would rather have aggressiveness.
Yeah, you would.
Towards me and from me. I'd rather just be direct.
I respect that. I would like to be more that way. I think it's going to take a lot of practice from me.
It's natural for me.
It doesn't come natural.
I have to try to be
passive
less aggressive.
Aggressiveness comes natural to me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I have a name.
Oh
yeah. I see it. Yeah,
that's good.
It.
Way to be aggressive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Determining you're not.
Yeah.
Which you
but
are.
But then when I am aggressive and direct, you call me a pain.
Yeah. Pain's putting it nicely.
That's a good word.
See, I can't win. I can't win.
Okay, what do you got? What are some of the phrases?
All right, so if you see these in emails, you need to take offense and say you're triggered.
Good. Please, say you're triggered, yes.
How dare you?
Number one is please advise.
What does that mean? Like, please, are they asking you to please advise somebody or are they...
Yeah,
that's
or it's
a confusing
like, or it's telling that person you need to communicate better.
Right.
Please advise.
That makes sense. Yeah,
two
please advise.
Is
please
noted.
Advised.
So,
yeah. Oh, I hate that.
Someone tells you something, you're like, noted.
Noted, yeah, and which means you're blowing me off, and you don't want to continue the conversation. You want no longer to hear like what I'm saying.
It's like a one-word text when someone says, sure, or okay.
Nope, yeah.
You're like, oh,
noted.
Ooh.
Number three is friendly reminder.
Oh, not that yes. That's such a tricky one, man. Like, okay, I'm trying to find my old bosses. He had asked me to do something for him, and I meant to do it that day. And I mean, I don't have to because I don't even work here anymore. But I was kind of doing it as a favor. What did he say?
Friendly reminder.
Oh, just, hey, reminder about this, thanks. And I'm like, today I appreciated it because I hadn't done it. I'm like, oh, good. I want to make sure I do this. But when I've done something and no one knows that you've already done it. And then sometimes when you have a deadline and they're reminding you weeks ahead of it and you're like, I got this. I'm not four. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't need your friendly reminder. I'll do it and I'll turn it in. Now, after the deadline, if I haven't turned it in, which rarely happens, then fine. Feel free to say friendly reminder. I needed this from you yesterday.
Thanks in advance. So you're telling someone what needs to be done and you say thanks in advance. Well, what if they don't want to do it?
Yeah. I think I've used thanks in advance before.
Yeah. Per our last conversation.
That one's the worst.
But it also points out that you weren't paying attention to begin with. So you're having to be like, per my last email, when I specified everything.
I had a professor do that to me one time too. Per the syllabus, and like, I've read this, and I chip back. I'm like, I've read the syllabus. That's why I'm actually reaching out to you, because the syllabus doesn't make sense. And that was not a good interaction.
You think?
Yeah. I went back to direct, but the funny thing was is I was, this professor was not a good online professor, and I went on to teach online, and I remembered my encounters with this person, and I made sure that I never was like that. And so it actually served a purpose for the people that I taught, but I remember, because I'd had multiple things with this guy that were so frustrating, and the funny thing was is I was there as part of a promotion with our radio station, and so I had the higher ups' ear, you know, and so I was like, okay, and I tried to solve things with this guy like this, and I finally was like, I went over his head. I'm like, this guy's not good, and I'm telling people about your college. It's not CCU, by the way. And I'm telling people about your college, and I can't in good conscience do that if this guy is teaching like this, you know. And so it was like, ooh, that worked out. Passive aggressive.
And then finally, as discussed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You've obviously listened to nothing.
It,
yeah.
But
yeah.
You weren't paying attention. And honestly, I know that this says it's a passive aggressive list, but really, these are trying to get your point across without coming across as rude.
Sure.
If you're direct, it can, like, instead of saying as discussed, right. Well, we talked about this earlier,
right.
And
that's direct. We talked about this earlier, and I'm failing to see you doing this, you know, and like, but people can't handle that, so that's why you do as discussed. But in print form, that one always hurts. You're like,
ugh. Hurt your little feelings.
Yes,
it hurt little baby feelings.
Hurt my feeling. Do you have any birthdays?
I do. I have one.
Oh, only one? Okay, well, let's do it.
This one is for Raven.
Oh, what a great name. Raven.
And it's spelled with a Y.
What? Ooh. That you'll never be able to get a license plate for fun at Cracker Barrel, but still great. Like to put on your bike, but what a great name. I like the spelling.
Raven is celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday. She said, I'm a loyal potty and have been listening since 2016.
Oh, wow.
I am now in the last year of my 20s, and she's a scientist at a cancer testing lab.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool.
That's pretty awesome.
That is cool.
The question is, what is the line of a song that always puts you in a worship mode?
That's a good question.
I really like that song, We'll turn graves into gardens.
Yeah, that is a good one.
I think every bit of that song is.
Yeah, that's great. That's a good. Like, if
except Wally always says when that song plays, because it says there's nothing better than you, and he's like,
nothing.
So nothing is better than you.
Yeah, nothing is better than you. Yeah, but it sounds not, angry.
Yeah, but anyways, I like that.
I like the Cowardly Lion. It's Phil Wickham. The battle belongs to you. one of my favorites. I love Phil Wickham and his music so much, but that definitely is a good one for me. Gavin?
Raise a Hallelujah is probably my favorite song.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is good.
Because I guess it's one of those ones where it reminds me.
Yeah.
It reminds me of what I can do.
Those are very anthemic. I do like those. Well, with that,
Weekend plans, everyone's got them. Weekend plans.
Betty Rock, go.
All right. So today, I might be going to the Warby Parker store.
Oh, let's go. You've been like taking the things sent to you.
Well, I found out that they don't offer all of their glasses for home try on.
Where's Warby Parker store?
In Green Hills.
Oh, that's money.
A little bit up there.
I know.
You're not going to fit in at that mall. Especially dressed like that.
Yeah, like I am right now. Heck no.
You're going to have to go home.
Yeah, I'm going to have to change. So I might be doing that today. We'll see. I'm not sure. Tomorrow, I'm going to a birthday party for a friend, and the qualifications are you have to come dressed as the decade you were born in. So
fun.
I have to dress like I'm from the 80s.
Oh, that'll be fun. Bright colors, color blocking, scrunchies, leggings.
Yeah, and then Sunday is church, and I don't have any plans.
Are you seeing your family?
We'll see. We'll see how it works out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
That sounds like a no. That's a hard no.
It might be a no.
Hard no on Danny, Ray, and Robin. Okay, sorry. You know what? If I wasn't going on vacation, I would see him this weekend just to make him feel better. I'm like the son you never had.
Never wanted.
Yeah, that too. No. Gavin?
It's kind of a busy weekend. I've got to go get my car looked at after work because I think the driver... belt.
Serpentine belt.
Yeah, I think that's...
Here's a hint. Don't go in there and go, I think the driver belt's broken. Don't do that. Like, they'll
see
you coming.
Well, it's funny because...
If you say the driver belt, they're going to see you coming.
I know. It's funny, though, because I've got this, like, sheet printed out from Honda from my last trip there that has, like, check marks on the green, yellow, red of what's good, what needs attention, what needs immediate attention. Mm-hmm. And it says, driver belt, yellow, check mark. It says driver belt on my dumb piece of paper.
Really?
So... if I go in and I say that, I don't look dumb because I got the paper.
Maybe.
I'm going to say serpentine.
Serpentine
because
is a better route.
I know that's what cool, you know, educated people call it.
Do you know how much serpentine belt is?
No.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to let you have a good weekend.
Oh, no. Am I going to have a good weekend?
No, not after that.
I know I'm not going to.
It's going to be way more than you think it should be.
I'm ready to spend the money because he had mentioned, hey, this could get looked at in like another 5,000 miles. But then I've run into issues this last weekend and I haven't been able to drive past like 50 miles an hour.
My truck, I was driving home one day and everything started going crazy. And it was trying to shut off and all the lights came on and stuff. Yep. And it was sputtering. It was all basically the serpentine belt and then all the other belts. So I just had them all changed. And I want to say $400 or $500.
Yeah.
That's about the average.
I'm in the zone that I'm ready to spend that. I'm close to $100,000 on the...
Oh, sorry. SiriusXM is calling me. Oh. Hang on 1 second. This ought to be fun.
See what happens?
I don't know.
It like them or is it going to be automated?
It says SiriusXM. Let me see. Hold on. I'm going to put on speaker.
Oh, goodness.
Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Who's this?
Yeah. Hi. My name is Grace. I'm calling from Ford Motor Company and SiriusXM.
Oh, SiriusXM.
For quality purposes.
Oh, yeah. And I'm recording your phone call, too. This is great. We're both doing this. Are they going to cancel out each other somehow? That's weird.
Oh. I see. Great to hear. This is regarding the SiriusXM trial on your 2022 Ford Bronco Sport.
Okay.
How are you enjoying the service so far?
So far, it's been great. I don't have SiriusXM, and I'll tell you why. And it's nothing personal, but like right now, you and me are on the radio because I work in actual radio, not SiriusXM radio. And so SiriusXM like kind of... people, you know, that subscribe to that take money out of my daughter's mouth, like food. And so I probably won't be subscribing today.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Well, upon checking here, you haven't activated the online streaming service. Here's what I'm going to do so you can reassess the service.
Okay.
I can extend your trial for another 3 months, and it's $2 plus tax with our platinum plan.
I don't think I'm gonna need that because... again, like I work in radio, which is a competitor to SiriusXM. Like we're like literally, I'm doing my show now when you called, and so this is kind of content for me, which is great, which I appreciate. So I don't think I'm going to need to extend because a really hot place would have to freeze over for me to go with SiriusXM because I work in radio. Does that make sense? Gavin just goes, she's just doing her job.
What's your favorite type of music that you normally listen to? You mentioned that you're working in a raid.
Norwegian death metal is my favorite. Do you guys have that?
Viking metal.
International language. Yeah, we do have the international language. I mean,
it kind of. Have you ever heard Norwegian death metal? Have you ever heard that?
The only thing that I can have here is we do have a hard rock metal.
A hard rock metal. Yeah. Norwegian metal. If you were able to like find it and scan across it, it kind of sounds like this. That's Norwegian metal, death metal. I like it. It's not everybody's cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah.
That was the hook. Here's the verse.
Great to hear. You're doing good, Rhonda.
Yeah. Thank you.
Before you change your mind, let us know so we can further assist you. We'll do a follow-up.
Well, thank you. And can I just tell you, you are doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Well, hey, have a great day. Bye. It's so childish, I know.
You're
but,
such a kid.
But I love that.
It was all actually like halfway decent, and then you hit her with that.
The Norwegian metal. Gavin got so uncomfortable. Gavin's like, she's just doing her job. Please just make it stop.
She's got her script in front of her, and she's like, where's the Norwegian death metal thing that they
so
took
good.
Us to?
I can turn him. I can turn him here. I have foreign language. Oh, so good. Okay. Where were we? I guess my weekend plans. I'm going to mark off mess with telemarketer. That's done. So going on vacation, I leave tomorrow. I'm going mountain biking today. I'm mowing my lawn on my riding lawnmower, and I'm looking forward to it. Love that every day. And then, I'm going to Disney to see my daughter and spend a couple days down there and picking up my mom, which is going to be great. We're taking my mom out there with us, and we got a lot of fun things planned. And then bringing my mom back to bring some joy to Tennessee because she lightens up every state she's in. She's the best, man. She really is great. So that's pretty much my weekend plans, and I have overstayed my welcome here today. It is time to go.
I have some more things I'd like to
for
discuss.
For the love, no, you're going to discuss them without me because I am done. Yeah. Stick a fork in me.
I only talked about one thing for my weekend.
I know. Yeah, and we got off.
Why are you still talking?
I don't know. I want to call the XM lady back.
You're like, I forgot about the second chorus.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that's going to do it for your aftercast. And as always, thanks for being a potty.